Praise waits for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Great God and King, we thank you today for the power of your word. Your word works salvation. Through it, our faith springs up like a plant for which we did not labor, which shields us from the law's withering demands. And like Jonah's worm, so your people have our own slithering destroyer with which to contend. Whether in Jonah's Assyria, Paul's Rome, or our United States, the ancient serpent constantly works to conquer and control your people in order to silence your word. In all these times, he arrays his worldly forces with all of their might, but your word is mightier. In Jonah's day, your word conquered the Middle East's mightiest city. In Paul's day, your word conquered the Mediterranean's mightiest empire. And on the last day, your word will conquer the might of the whole world. As we see the structures of power in this land, which increasingly seek to oppress your people and your word, we confess that too often we react with Jonah's bitterness, awaiting with glee their fiery destruction. Instead, give us your compassion, your pity towards those who do not know their right hand from their left. Too often we respond to these spiritual struggles with Jonah's anger, so intense that we would rather die and see worldly mercy and prosperity granted to our opponents. Instead, give us Paul's resolution that to live is Christ, leading us to spread your mercy inside and outside the church with joy, even if departing and being with Christ is far better. Too often we hesitate to bring your powerful word of grace to this lost and sinful world. Instead, strengthen us to be workers in your field, harvesting fruit for your kingdom. In this kingdom work, some will have more work, some different work, some longer work, some shorter work. Please give us a spirit of unity so that we do not grumble against each other, and so that instead we would stand firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. Alternately, grant us courage against our opponents in this world, giving us the mind which rejoices that we have been granted not only to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for his sake. May this clear sign awaken your enemies from their path of destruction, and may it strengthen us as a sign of our salvation, a guarantee that when evening finally comes, our Master will generously distribute his gifts lavishly beyond what we could ever hope to earn. In our journey toward this glorious end, we pray for consolation among the brethren. Please be with Dennis and his brother, as well as Kristen and her father, and with Jim Ogden as he mourns the death of his wife. We pray for Karen's travel, that she might return safely to Pastor while he deals with his chronic pain issues. We hope for answers regarding his suffering from his recent MRI. Along with consolation, we pray for unity among the brethren. Be with the upcoming presbytery meeting and give them the wisdom and courage to manage your church well and ensure the proclamation of your eternal truths in the wisest way possible. Beyond the boundaries of your church, we pray your mercy for those whose lives and health are affected by the California wildfires, and for our country as the fiery furnace of presidential politics is stoked even higher with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Please use our country to your purposes, turning us to the benefit of your kingdom. Use us, your church, equipped with the power of your word, to conquer your world, all for your glory. And it is to that glory of our ever-loving Father, through the intercession of his only begotten Son, by the power of his Holy Spirit, that we rise to pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Discipleship, wherein we are unified, grace of the grace of discipleship, where the purity of our Lord Jesus Christ is communicated to us here. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you for the gift of this bread, the bread of life, your Son Jesus, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Father God in heaven, we thank you for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows. Through your blood of the everlasting covenant, this we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Amen.
talk about compassion, not just a word, not just a sentiment, but his blood poured out for me and for you. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in the faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Give thee peace. Amen. Amen.